Robinhood Radio presents Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willems. Michelle is a longtime journalist and herself is a published playwright of several theatrical works. She's a frequent contributor to the Huffington Post, Daily Beast, and the Atlantic websites.
Well, this past week, I saw a second production at the Perlman Center near the beautifully revived World Trade Center, and where very offbeat and somewhat challenging shows seem to be the goal. This latest is called Between Two Knees. It's getting a lot of buzz, and it started at the Ashland Shakespeare Festival in Oregon. The man who ran that, by the way, Bill Rausch, is now spearheading dramatic content at Perlman. Between Two Knees is a wildly wacky show about Native Americans, a show within a show kind of thing. They know their audience, playing to our guilt, as they say, "Don't worry, we're told, I promise that when you leave, you'll still own plenty." That felt like three plays in one act, says a narrator at intermission. Well, those are his words, not mine, but I kind of agree. It's a clever piece, but clearly not for everyone. Now, further uptown at the Vineyard on 15th Street, I caught playwright Sarah Gantcher's Russian Troll Farm, a workplace comedy. As soon as we see the photo of Vladimir Putin on the wall, we sort of get the idea. Gantcher told me that this was spurred by finding suspiciously anti-Hillary, pro-Trump action on her feeds in 2016. I noticed all these unrecognizable names, she told me, talking like aliens and sometimes getting in virulent arguments. I even followed a few troll accounts and discovered this new kind of propaganda. Trolls spend their time making up characters, writing dialogue, triggering strong emotions, just like playwrights. And so she decided, why not tell her own story? Which is clever. It's a bit long, but we do get to know each of the characters' motivations. In the case of Christine Lottie's extremely long and beautifully performed monologue, we hear an entire life story, which could be that of many a Russian woman at that time. Audiences seem to be happily going on this wild ride, and it's been extended through the first week of March, at least. Now, as for Broadway news, Appropriate, starring Sarah Paulson and Corey Stoll, which I've talked about here, will move now from the Hayes to the Belasco Theaters to extend that run once again. That does not happen much. P.S. Appropriate had to cancel two performances this week due to COVID in the cast. Yep, it's still an issue. And Tyne Daly, the Tony and Emmy-winning actress, has withdrawn due to health concerns from her starring role in the Broadway revival of Doubt. That's John Patrick Shanley's Pulitzer Prize-winning 2004 play, you might recall, about a sexual assault accusation against a Catholic priest. Tyne Daly is being replaced by Amy Ryan, not bad. The Roundabout Theater production also stars Liev Schreiber. Ironically, Tyne Daly's brother, Tim, is heading to our stages in Leah Romeo's comedy Still, which co-stars two-time Tony nominee Jane Atkinson. Atkinson and Daly play a couple who broke up 30 years ago. When they meet for dinner to catch up, well, the flame is rekindled. The catch? Mark is running for Congress, and Helen has a secret that could derail his bid. Performances will run from April 13th through May 18th at DR2 Theater. I also caught a few rehearsals this past week. One is for an upcoming show called Five, a parody musical. Well, we know that Six was about the wives of King Henry VIII. Well, this one is about the women in the life of a man who kind of thinks he's king. Yep, Donald Trump. I leave you to guess who the five women are, by the way. The show looks naughty and funny, and the music by Billy Ritchie, I hope I'm pronouncing that right, is very tuneful. It opens soon off Broadway. I also saw the last so-called rehearsal before previews started for The Notebook. Now, that musical is based on the dramatic movie, which won a lot of fans many years ago. And this one may raise some interesting questions about rather risky casting choices. I will not discuss any further at this time, but be prepared. And overall, get those hankies ready. And ending here on a positive note, Pearly Victorious, which just closed on Broadway, was filmed for PBS and will air in May. No hankies needed for that one, only for your laughter. Anyway, I will see you next time. Have a wonderful week.
Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willens, produced in the studios of Robinhood Radio, robinhoodradio.com.